Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Software Defined Networking, SDN. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Evolving Networking Technologies in the IT Networking for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamental concepts of SDN, its use cases and advantages in data-centric environments, and its impact on data traffic management. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe the principles of software-defined networking and its benefits, equipping you with a clearer understanding of how SDN can enhance networking capabilities in various business contexts. Main content overview of SDN concepts. Software-defined networking, SDN, is a revolutionary approach to computer networking that centralizes network management and control. Unlike traditional networking, where each device operates independently, SDN separates the network's control plane from the data plane. This means that network administrators can manage traffic flow and network policies through a centralized software application, instead of configuring each individual device. At its core, SDN offers three main components: the control plane, the data plane, and the application layer. The control plane is responsible for directing data traffic and making decisions about how packets should be routed. The data plane, on the other hand, handles the actual data transmission between devices. Lastly, the application layer allows for the development of applications that can interact with the SDN controller, enabling businesses to customize their networking environment based on specific needs. The key advantage of SDN lies in its flexibility and scalability. Organizations can easily adapt to changing network conditions, integrate new devices, and implement updates without significant downtime. This adaptability is essential for businesses looking to remain competitive in a rapidly evolving landscape. For example, a retail company can quickly adjust its network settings to accommodate increased online traffic during holiday sales without disrupting service. Use cases and advantages in data-centric environments. In data-centric environments, the benefits of SDN become even more pronounced. One of the most notable use cases is in data centers, where SDN can optimize resource utilization and improve overall performance. For instance, by utilizing SDN, data centers can dynamically allocate bandwidth based on demand, ensuring that critical applications receive the necessary resources while minimizing waste. This is particularly beneficial for cloud-based services, where fluctuating workloads are common. Another advantage of SDN in data-centric environments is enhanced network security. With centralized control, businesses can implement security policies consistently across the entire network. This can include real-time monitoring for potential threats and the ability to quickly isolate compromised devices. For example, if a security breach is detected in one part of the network, the SDN controller can automatically reroute traffic and quarantine affected areas, thus minimizing potential damage. Additionally, SDN can facilitate the implementation of advanced security measures such as microsegmentation, which further protects sensitive data. Moreover, SDN enables better integration with cloud services. As more businesses migrate to the cloud, having a flexible network that can efficiently manage both on-premises and cloud-based resources becomes crucial. SDN facilitates seamless connectivity between these environments, allowing data scientists and analysts to access and process data without disruption. For instance, an organization can use SDN to connect its on-premises data warehouses with cloud storage solutions, ensuring that data flows smoothly between the two. Impact on data traffic management. Effective data traffic management is critical for organizations that rely heavily on data analytics and processing. SDN enhances traffic management by providing granular control over data flows. Network administrators can prioritize certain types of traffic, such as video conferencing or critical application data, ensuring that they receive the necessary bandwidth and minimizing latency. This capability can significantly improve the user experience for data-driven applications. For example, in a retail setting, an SDN-enabled network can prioritize the data traffic of a point-of-sale system during peak hours, ensuring that transactions are processed quickly, even during high-traffic periods. This not only enhances customer satisfaction but also optimizes operational efficiency. In a healthcare environment, prioritizing traffic for telemedicine services can ensure that patients receive timely consultations, even when the network is under heavy load. Furthermore, SDN allows for better monitoring and analysis of network performance. With centralized visibility, organizations can gather insights about data flows, identify bottlenecks, and make informed decisions to enhance overall network health. This proactive approach to traffic management helps businesses stay ahead of potential issues before they impact performance. For instance, by analyzing traffic patterns, a company can forecast peak usage times and prepare its network accordingly, ensuring that resources are allocated efficiently. Conclusion. In summary, software-defined networking, SDN, represents a significant shift in how networks are managed and optimized. By centralizing control and providing greater flexibility, SDN enhances data traffic management and offers substantial advantages in data-centric environments. You have learned about the core concepts of SDN, its use cases, and its impact on managing data traffic effectively. As you move forward, consider how these insights can be applied to improve your organization's networking strategies. Reflection questions: how can you see the principles of software-defined networking being applied in your daily business operations? In what ways could SDN enhance security measures within your organization's network? Reflect on a situation where improved data traffic management could have positively impacted your work efficiency. What changes would SDN introduce in that scenario?